Many of you who listen to this program have teenage children who need guidance and help in their growing up years. Also, many of you who hear this program are in your teenage years and are looking for answers to some of the problems you face and questions you have. So today, we are going to look at the Scriptures to find some words of wisdom that are especially applicable to the needs of young men and young women in their teenage years. If I were to ask those of you who are familiar with your Bible, which chapter is called the faith chapter, you would answer Hebrews chapter 11. If I ask about the love chapter, you'd say 1 Corinthians chapter 13. If I were to ask what passage portrays the Lord as the Good Shepherd, you would think of the 23rd Psalm in the Old Testament and John chapter 10 in the New Testament. But what would your answer be if I asked what passage in the Bible gives us guidance on how to live a full and happy life? My answer would be Psalm 1. The first three verses say, "Happy is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits down where mockers gather, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season. His leaf does not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper." Here then are three things that the young man or woman must guard against. First of all, the counsel of the ungodly. Be very careful where you get advice as to how to live your life. Many of the rock musicians include in their music advice on drugs and alcohol, and many of their songs are filled with ideas that lead to an immoral life. Secondly, the psalm warns against adopting the lifestyle of sinners, their way of life. And today, many of the motion pictures that are released around the world promote a lifestyle that will lead to destruction, a lifestyle of immorality, greed, and dishonesty. Third, the psalm warns you to guard very carefully who it is you hang around with, the companions you choose. The Bible says, "Do not be deceived. Bad company corrupts good morals." And fourthly, you must guard against a neglect of the Word of God. The man and woman who enjoys the good life are the ones who dig into the Bible through personal study, scripture memory, daily reading, hearing it preached, and who meditate on what they learn with the determination to apply it to their lives by the power of the Holy Spirit. Teenagers, be careful where you get your advice, who you hang around with, the lifestyle you adopt, and be sure to make the Word of God a priority in your life.